With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Arkady Rinko is back, the hero of Martin Cruz Smith's novels about a Russian homicide detective. In the most recent book, Red Square, Arkady takes on black market killers with the help of an attractive woman pathologist. Here's Smith.
It's extraordinary to me. I had back in Polar Star, there was, remember, the character named Natasha, who started taking over that part of the book. These books are in danger of being hijacked by the women who appear in them.
Martin Cruz Smith went to Moscow on a research visit and found a nation in turmoil after the collapse of communism.
Now to walk around Moscow, you are walking around the remains, the ruins of communist rule. Of course it was a sham, of course it was a facade, but when it came down, it really made a mess.
Everywhere there are signs of a country out of control.
Of the taxi cabs that won't pick up anyone without either cigarettes, vodka, or foreign currency. Of the women who knock on your door at the middle of the night. You go to a tourist bar, and it's full of racketeers. You go into the casinos and find the mafia there. Go into the street, and you'll find the black markets.
Smith says the black markets supply goods that are simply not available elsewhere.
A number of the black markets are clearly selling stolen goods.
Theft is just one way. Goods go on the black market.
A simpler way, and one that is more the norm, is simply to pay somebody. Is to pay somebody in the government who will ship it your way.
Arkady Rinko takes his black market investigation from Moscow to Munich to Berlin, and on the way, rediscovers an old love in Red Square by Martin Cruz Smith, published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The mobsters who have surfaced in Russia since the fall of communism call themselves mafiosos, and while they're not part of the Sicilian Mafia, there is a resemblance. Writer Martin Cruz Smith, in Moscow to research his recent novel Red Square, spent the day at a picnic with a Russian mafioso.
One of his underlings starts cooking up the shashlik for the picnic, and shashlik is shish kebab. It was like a scene out of one of the Godfather movies where they're stirring the spaghetti.
Red Square is the latest in a series of thrillers about a Russian homicide cop, and the book is interesting for the way it depicts what life is really like for the Russians today. For example, Smith says that to buy a bottle of vodka, the empty bottle must be returned first.
When Gorbachev tried to cut down the production of vodka, he was to some degree successful, but the only thing that restrains, cuts down the production of vodka now is they don't have enough bottles.
A bottle of vodka can be bought on the street, but at four times the cost.
If you have hard currency, you can get anything in Moscow.
By hard currency, of course, you mean
foreign. Dollars, Deutschmarks, yen.
Throughout Moscow are discount shops selling seemingly useless items such as burned-out light bulbs.
You can't find light bulbs in the stores. They're not there. You've got to take one from work. But you don't dare have a missing light bulb at work. So you buy the broken one, take it to work, unscrew the good one, put that in your pocket for home, and you screw the busted one into the sock. That's how you get a light bulb.
Russian homicide cop Arkady Rinko takes on the black market in Red Square by Martin Cruz Smith, published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Martin Cruz Smith is the author of a series of thrillers, starting with Gorky Park, about a Russian homicide detective. Smith not only went to Moscow, but to Munich and Berlin as well, to research his latest book, Red Square.
It's nothing but fiction. But at the same time, I feel much more comfortable seeing the places I'm going to write about and getting it right.
Smith also wants to know that anything he writes about could really happen.
I went to Munich because there's an Russian emigre community there that I'm very interested in. A number of them are my friends, people who have sort of kept Gorky Park and Polar Star and Red Square accurate by reading the manuscripts for me.
When Smith went to Berlin, he saw everywhere obvious gangsters from Moscow.
Suddenly, along with this influx of East Germans and Poles into Berlin, suddenly also arriving on the scene, are these mafiosos from Moscow.
Demanding protection money from fur salons and art galleries.
It's a bizarre situation. It's a little fallout from the collapse of communism and the fall of the wall that nobody anticipated.
His books once banned from the USSR, the Russians now want to publish all of Martin Cruz Smith's Arkady Rinko novels.
I don't know where they're going to get the paper, but they say they want to publish it. And they've even paid me in dollars to do it.
Random House published Red Square by Martin Cruz Smith. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.